Kay sarap pumunta sa church. Amen? Kay sarap umawit at magpuri sa Panginoon at makinig ng kanyang mga salita. Bakit nga po ba? Because He is here. Not because our church is good, pleasing, no po, and comfortable, but most especially, God is here. And where He is, doon tayo because His power will manifest among us. Salamat sa Panginoon. So are you ready? Let us go back to our series. Let's take a look at this picture, the book of Genesis. Ayan. So the book of Genesis, mula po sa creation to the stories of Adam, Eve, Noah, hanggang sa nagtubawag ang Panginoon, nagsimulang muli kay Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and now we are entering into the fourth generation of the chosen nation of God, and that is Joseph. Kamusta po kayo? Kamusta po kayo sa pagsubaybay sa ating series? Do you feel the excitement and the thrill na po na discovering places, discovering people, and experiences? Meron ba tayong mga expression na napapawaw po tayo when we journey with this book? And let us not forget Genesis chapter 12 verse 3. This is the key verse in our Reborn series. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Purihin ang Panginoon, nataglay natin hanggang ngayon ang mga pangako na ito ng Panginoon mula po sa lipi ni Abraham. Through Jesus, we can claim and we can walk through this powerful promise of God. Kaya nung nakaraang conference natin, we tackled about me and my family. Kasi nandito sa ating tema, nandito sa ating pinaka-puso ng mga talata sa libro ng Genesis na in me, in you, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Amen? We are blessed to be a blessing. So, how do we see the stories of these three generations, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and now entering into the fourth generation, Joseph? Ayan. Ano po ang description ninyo sa kanilang mga kwento? Yan, nakikita siguro natin, no? The mighty works of God in redemption and restoration. Bisa na tingin natin, ang kwento ng pamilya natin ay parang nasa apelyido lang natin, o nasa career, o nasa path natin, o nasa mga gusto at mga pangarap natin. Pero yun pala, ang kwento ng pamilya natin ay nagmula sa puso ng Diyos na nais niya tayong iligtas at ipanumbalik sa Kanya. So I pray that towards the end of our series, we will never miss the heart of this book. And this is the book of redemption and restoration to blessings. And yun, when we see the powerful hand of the Lord bringing His people to Him, no po, nang may pagliligtas at pagkalinga, this calls us for our humble response. Everybody say with me, humble response. Yan. Iba po ang response sa reaction. Response ay ang tamang pagtugon. Ang reaction ay reaction. Yung pabiglang bulalas ng iyong salita at ng iyong isip at ng iyong kilos. Pero ang response ay nanggagaling sa malalim na kaisipan at malalim na damdamin. At ito po ang nais nating dalhin ang ating mga sarili ngayon in the light of God's Word, na upon seeing the powerful hand of the Lord redeeming and restoring His people, no po, in particular with the family of Jacob now through Joseph, gayon din tayo, makita natin ang kamay ng Diyos leading us back to Him. And not only to see the hand of the Lord bringing us back to Him, but also tayo din mag-respond tayo sa Kanya. And the only response that we can give Him is a humble response. Remember, no po, when David was caught, or kaya po talagang na-rebuke po siya ni Prophet Nathan about his sin adultery with Bathsheba, nagkaroon po ng isang panalangin si David, and that was written in Psalm chapter 51. Pero in verse 17, ang sabi niya dito, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. You, God, will not despise." The context of this Psalm chapter 51, no po, ay makikita po natin na yung puso po ni David ay talagang broken, nadurog. Nadurog dahil alam niya na offend niya ang Panginoon because of his sin. And alam niya as a king, as a priest somehow, no po, and as a servant of the Lord, alam niya at lumaki siya sa paraan kung paano mapi-please ang Diyos. Alam niya ang paraan kung paano makakalapit sa Panginoon. And that is through offerings. Ayan, meron tinatawag na sacrificial offering, burnt offerings, Thanksgiving offering. Pero sabi niya dito, right now, I am the offering. I am the offering. And my offering is broken. Broken spirit and a contrite heart. And I know, God, you will not despise. So, kanina tanong ko sa inyo, what did you bring when you come here, no, before the Lord? Sabi natin, dala natin ang ating mga sarili, ang ating mga offerings, ang ating mga pagpapasalamat sa Kanya. But more than that, sabi doon, sana kung alam natin that we have offended God somewhere, somehow, in the past days, sana ngayon, maunawaan natin that the best offering that pleases the Lord is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. And today, in our series, we see and we will see how Joseph brings his brothers into brokenness. Last week, Pastor Al talked about restoration. Nakita natin kung paano po binigyan ni Joseph ng pagkakataon ng kanyang mga kapatid to be restored to him. And of course, syempre, sa kanila bilang isang pamilya at sa Panginoon. Mula sa mga offenses, betrayal, and abandonment na ginawa ng kanyang mga kapatid sa kanya. But right now, we will zero in to response. What is that humble response na kinakailangan nating ipakita, ialay sa Panginoon bilang pagtugon sa kanyang pagliligtas at pagpapanauli sa ating lahat? And that is brokenness. So when we look at the timeline of Joseph, now we see here kung 17 years old po siya nung siya ay ipinatapon, no, itinapon sa bangin, na tuyo naman po yon, the valley. And he was brought into Egypt and he became a servant, a slave. And then umangat ang buhay po niya because the presence of the Lord was with him, right? At nakita natin na yung favor ng Panginoon nag-rest sa kanya at na-promote po siya. At nakita natin na pagdating ng mga panahon, naghintay din siya ng kanyang breakthrough in the prison cell. Ang tagal bago siya naalala mga pangako ng mga tao sa kanya. But the Lord's hand was with him still, even in the prison. And then in God's time, no, he elevated Joseph at naging interpreter po siya ng dream ng Pharaoh. At noong turning point na ito ng kanyang promotion once again, at na-release po siya sa prison cell, at hindi lang siya na-release doon, kundi nagkaroon siya ng isang pinakamataas na position, and that is becoming a governor of Egypt. Wow! Ito po yung nagagawa ng kamay ng Diyos sa buhay ng isang tao. Sometimes when we look at ourselves, parang pagka nasa taas ka, ang saya-saya mo, di ba? And then biglang bulusok, parang iniwan ka na ng Panginoon. Pero when we remember Joseph, sa taas, sa baba, in good times and bad times, God was with him, God remained in him, and God showed him favor, and that made Joseph really rested in the Lord. Nasa kamay ng Diyos ang promotion, nasa kamay ng Diyos ang mga pagpapasya. Purihin ang Panginoon for how this, parang sabihin natin, ano ba itong klase ng timeline na to? Parang ano kaya kung ito ay tibok ng puso mo, no? 'Yun ang nakakabuhay sa iyo, tama? Hindi ka flatline na dire-diretso na wala ka ng damdamin o wala, ayaw mo nang bigyan ng pagkakataon ng mga tao, ayaw mo nang magmahal ulit, ayaw mo nang mahalin ulit. Patay na 'yon. Pero we see here Joseph in good times and bad times, in plenty, in emptiness, in wholeness, and talagang wala siyang kasama, in aloneness, and may kasama. Wow, yun ang nagpabigay ng puso kay Joseph. So, how about you? Ayan, what makes us alive? What makes us keeping? No po, and that is yun, the good times and the bad times, talagang mayroon pa rin tayong buhay because God is with us. Now, looking back, no, at Genesis chapter 42, there was famine in the land. Natupad ang propesya, ang dream po ni Pharaoh, at hindi lang po famine sa Egypt, kundi famine in the whole world. Imagine niyo po yun. Famine even in the Philippines. Kung may Philippines noon, kasama yun. So there was famine in the land, there was famine in the world, at sabi ni Jacob, balita ko, may pagkain sa Egypt, may pagkain sa Egypt, may mabibiling grains sa Egypt, pumunta kayo, bumili kayo. But nobody wanted to go. Saan? Sa Egypt. Nobody among the 12 brothers would go to Egypt. So, naririnig nila yung word na Egypt. Why? Because they assumed na nandoon si Joseph at tila, no, nababalik alala sa kanila at nababalik gunita sa kanila kung anong ginawa nila kay Joseph. Pero, through these years, after 22 years simula nung kanilang iniwanan si Joseph, 22 years na po ang pagitan, wala kahit isa sa kanila ang bumalik sa Egypt o nag-ask ng balita kung nasaan na nga ba itong kapatid nila. Walang follow-up, walang follow-through. Talagang the moment they left Joseph in the valley hanggang sa nakita nilang nabenta na si Joseph to becoming slave, from that moment on, hindi na nila inalam kung nasaan si Joseph. Imagine mo yung isang taon kang inabandon ay kakaiba sa 22 taon na nilimot ka. So, well, the brothers did not confirm it neither, no? Hindi din nila kinonfirm talagang nasaan si Joseph o ano nangyari sa kanya. Kaya ang tanong ni Jacob sa kanila, bakit kayo nakaupo? Bakit wala kayong ginagawa? Bakit hindi kayo kumilos? Pumunta kayo sa Egypt, kumuha kayo ng pagkain, or else mamamatay tayong lahat. You know what made the brothers, kumbaga parang tikom, or parang walang guts to go back to Egypt? Kasi naparalyze sila eh. Naparalyze sila not of famine. Naparalyze sila ng guilt. The paralysis of guilt. Anong ibig sabihin nito? They had secrets. Or they had a secret. Meron silang sikreto na sila mismo, 12 sila, alam nila kung ano yon. At itinago nila yon sa mahabang panahon sa kanilang ama, at ngayon ay pinapabalik sila sa Egypt. The paralysis of guilt. So, kahit may pagkain sa Egypt, walang mag-volunteer, walang may gustong pumunta. They were not excited. Bakit? Yon, it's guilt. Meron silang guilt feeling. Meron silang negative emotion. Yung 2 to 3 weeks po na travel from where Jacob was and the sons, sabi natin sa Canaan, nandun sila, and then traveling to Egypt, 2 to 3 weeks po yan. So, ini-imagine na nila, 2 hanggang 3 linggo sila magta-travel, parang mahirap ba? Delikado ba? Eh, hindi po iyon ang dahilan. The journey did not cause them the problem or was not the problem at all. But it's guilt. Hindi sila nakakakilos, hindi sila maka-immediate respond to the utos ng tatay because of the guilt. Alam niyo mga kapatid, ganun din sa ating mga buhay. No? yung guilt, yung negative spirit, like offense, indifference, anger, jealousy, envy, hold us back from moving and reaching out to do something about our problem. Alam na natin na may problema. Alam natin na may dapat ayusin. Alam natin na may dapat kausapin. Alam natin na dapat lumapit. Alam natin na dapat nang mag-initiate. Pero what holds you back? It's not yung traveling from this place to that place. It's not going from your house to church. It's not the travel ang problema. It's the guilt. It's the offense. It's the negative emotion that is resting in our hearts. Kaya hindi tayo nakakalapit. Kaya hindi tayo mababang loob. Kaya hindi tayo nag-ask. Kaya hindi tayo nagpi-plead. Why? There's pride. There's guilt in us. And today, no, sana makita natin how did Joseph bring his brothers to brokenness. Kaya last discussion natin in chapter 42, binigyan po ni Joseph ng tatlong test ang kanyang mga kapatid. The test of truthfulness, the test of love, and the test of trust in the Lord. Yung ba mga kapatid ko nagbago na? Yun eh. Sometimes we go to this church, we go to our life group, we go to the mentoring meeting, we go to the works of the Lord, even in the retreat, even in the encounter. But you know what? Paulit-ulit din ang Panginoon. May mga questions siya sa atin, may mga encounters siya sa atin, may mga tanong siya sa atin na kailangan nating sagutin so that we can prove that our hearts really are changed. Kasi dadali natin ang katawan natin dito, maaaring nandito tayo pero ang puso natin wala. Maaaring nandito tayo pero nandiyan pa rin ang galit sa puso mo. Maaaring nandito ka, nakikinig ka sa akin pero nagngingit-git ang puso mo sa akin. Maaaring nandito ka, you see and you sing with the praise team pero naiinis ka, naiirita ka the way they have the song and they have the singing. We have this grudge spirit in us, and that holds us back. Again, not to the place, not just to come to the place, but to come to the presence of God. Yung ang lapit mo, pero ang layo mo. Up close and personal, pero so distant when it comes to your spirit. Why? Because you're not just passing the test. You're not passing the test of truthfulness. Passing the test of love and affection and respect. And even trust in the Lord. Now, nakapunta na sila sa Egypt nung chapter 42. Bakit nga ba sila pumunta sa Egypt? Because there is a need. Everybody say with me, need. Lakasan po natin, need. Pangangailangan. Bakit nila tinunghayan o intentionally pinuntahan nila, tinungo ang Egypt? Kahit na sa kabila ng kanilang guilt or something na takot or alam nila may secret sila. Why? Because of a need. Itong pangangailangan na ano? Makabili ng pagkain. Makakuha ng pagkain na itutustos para sa kanilang pamilya. Remember, 12 po ang anak ni Jacob na nasa Canaan. Meron silang tatay at meron din silang mga asawa. Buhay pa po ang mga asawa at marami. At buo ng mga pamilya po nila. Ang laki ng angkan nila. They have a need to survive. They have a need to eat. They have a need to live. Physical need. Kaya pinuntahan nila. You know, sometimes, pag-isipin natin, bakit tayo nagpupunta sa church? Bakit tayo nagpupunta sa life group? Primarily because we have a need, right? I need to be strong. I need to be enlightened. I need to be encouraged. Legit po yun. Ang tanong ko, eto, what makes us invite people for coffee these days? For fellowship ba o for stickers? Nung isang linggo, niyaya ko yung mga anak ko kasama si nanay eh. Excited na excited ako, tara! Mag-Starbucks tayo! Commercial brought to you by Starbucks. Tapos pinakita sa akin ni Pastor Al, oh, mag-ingat ka, kaaya mo ha. Talaga bang inaaya mo kami for fellowship? O dahil gusto mong mapuno yung sticker mo? Yun. What makes us invite people for fellowship? For coffee? For fellowship ba o for stickers? What draws us to people? What brings us to friendship? What brings us here? For client? For prospect? Na maging business partners? What brought us here? Ang panalangin natin ngayon, maunawaan natin, yes, kailangang mabuhay ni Jacob at ng kanyang mga anak. That's why they go to Egypt for food. Para sa kanila, ang pagpunta nila sa Egypt ay pagkain, matustusan ang kanilang physical aspect, ang kanilang physical need. But Joseph saw them. And why did Joseph help them? Because Joseph saw higher than the physical need. And that is redemption and restoration. May this need of us, may this need, no, na paglapit natin sa Panginoon, more than anything that we need of Him, we need Him. Period. It goes the same with our relationship with God po eh. Bakit ba tayo nagsisimba? Bakit ba tayo nag-church? Bakit ba tayo nagla-life group? Yes, we have a need. Pero sana that need will bring us to needing Him and Him alone. 7 taon ng famine. And kung titignan po natin ang mga tao nakatingin kung paano sila mabubuhay. Pero para kay Joseph, yung famine na yon, nakatingin siya sa malayo kung paano niya matutugunan ang mas malalim na pangangailangan ng kanyang pamilya. And that is to be restored and to be redeemed to God. So let's take a look at Genesis chapter 43. Sabi dito, now the famine was still severe in the land. So when they had eaten all the grain they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, go back and buy us a little more food. And verse 14, and may God Almighty grant you mercy. So pagkatapos po ng ilang araw, di ba nahold nila si Simeon? Naiwan nila si Simeon? Parang 3 araw pa lang po ito o 4 na araw, ubos na agad yung supply sa laki ng angkan ni Jacob. Kaya sabi, balik na kayo. Balik kayo agad. And sabi niya dito, and may God Almighty grant you mercy. And then sabi dito, yung severe famine, palubha ang taggutom. Go back to Egypt. Parang sinabi nila, naiisip nila, hala, ito, reminder. Reminder ng ano, go back to Egypt. Reminder that we are on a test. Reminder that we are on an exam. Reminder that meron tayong requirement. Reminder na meron tayong project. Ano yun? Huwag kayong babalik sa Egypt, sabi ni Joseph, nang hindi nyo dala yung kapatid ninyo. Tama ba? Yung bunso. So, anong gagawin nila? At pagbalik nila doon, kung hindi nila dala si Benjamin, hindi marirelease si Simeon. That's the test of love. Papasa ba nila? Nakita din nila along the way, na nabalik sa kanila yung mga silver, ibig sabihin yung pera na pinabili nila ng grains, nakita nila sa mga sako nila. So ibig sabihin dito, Nagbayad pa sila, hindi sila nagbayad, may nagnakaw, merong something dito na hindi tama. And that is the issue of truthfulness. Ang tanong, ibabalik ba nila yung pera o hindi? May test of truthfulness. Eto, babalik sila sa harapan ng governor. Nakakatakot. Pagharap nila sa governor, anong gagawin nila? Mayroon silang seemingly ginawang masama at tila pagbibintangan sila. At meron silang kapatid na naiwan na hindi naman nila dapat pampabayaan. Anong gagawin mo? The famine is severe. You have no food. Ang daming bata. Isa lang ang pupuntahan mo para makakuha ka ng supply ng pagkain. That's Egypt. Will you go or will you not? That's the test. You know, mga kapatid, integrity and uprightness will preserve us. Ang kabuuan ng puso, isip at buhay, yung integridad po natin at ang katuwiran natin, magpe-preserve sa atin. Kaya yung test ng truthfulness, love, and what's this? Other one, trust in the Lord. Ipapasa ba nila ito? Kapag hinarap nila ito, papaano nila ito ipapasa? Paano nila haharapin yung test? Will they prove right? Will they be proven, no, whole and talagang with integrity? Ito yung kasunod ng kwento. So we can see here how does Father Jacob and his sons navigate through this need of going back to Egypt. There is this need. Magkukuto, mamamatay silang lahat. So yung lack of food, lack of money, poor relationships, sicknesses, talagang nakikita po natin yan na dapat natin yan tugunan. Pero ang lahat ng ito ay superficial to a deeper need. May we pray right now na kung dumadaan tayo sa sickness, Lord, may I see your purpose why I'm going through this sickness so that I can see your purpose in me. Ano po ba ang dahilan dito? You're not only dealing with sickness, paano ba ako gagaling? Paano ba ako magiging normal? Paano ba ako makakabalik sa dati kong trabaho? Paano ako aasenso ulit? But kahit dumadaan ka dun sa need na iyon, sa severe need na iyon, hanapin mo pa din ang gusto ng Panginoon, and that is for you to pass the test. Return to Egypt. Face your fear. Face Joseph. Walk through the process of repentance. Walk through the road to restoration. Thus, it continues on. Sabi dito, and brokenness begins, no po, with, number one, sense of responsibility. So, paano nila ngayon ito ipapas? Paano nila papasa yung test? Sabi dito, there should be sense of responsibility. In the line of Judah, sabi niya dito, but Judah said to him, the man warned us solemnly, you will not see my face again unless your brother is with you. If you will send our brother along with us, we will go down and buy food for you. But if you will not send him, we will not go down because the man said to us, you will not see my face again unless your brother is with you. Kailangan nilang ipasa yung test. Ano yun? Yung love. Yung affection. Pwede ka bang ngayong i-sacrifice? Pwede ka bang ibigay for the sake na maligtas yung buong pamilya? And this is Judah. That's why Judah was a foreshadow of the Messiah. Mula po sa tribo ni Judah, dito lumabas ang Panginoong Jesus. Because yung sinabi niya dito, in verse 6, sabi ni Israel, why did you bring this trouble on me by telling the man you had another brother? They replied, the man questioned us closely about ourselves and our family. Is your father still living? He asked us, do you have another brother? We simply answered his questions. How were to know he would say, bring your father down here? Then Judah said to his father, Send the boy along with me and we will go at once, so that we and you and our children may live and not die. I myself will guarantee his safety. You can hold me personally responsible for him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him here before you, I will bear the blame before you all my life. As it is, if we had not delayed, we could have gone and returned twice. Judas said, you can hold me personally responsible for him. That's the spirit of the Messiah. That's the spirit of Jesus. Iniwan niya yung langit. Iniwan niya ang lahat ng rangyan ng langit. And he made responsible for us, for our sins. He owned the burdens of sins. He owned the miseries of sins. He took responsibility for us. Jesus stepped on to lead us towards redemption and restoration. And this is the spirit of Judah. The state of being accountable. The state of being responsible. This is how restoration begins. Have the spirit of responsibility. And not only that, have faith in God, in the line of Jacob. Sabi ni Jacob dito, then their father Israel said to them, it must be, then do this. Put some of the best products of the land in your bags and take them down to the man as a gift. A little balm and a little honey, some spices and myrrh, some pistachio nuts and almonds. Take double the amount of silver with you. For you must return the silver that was put back into the mouths of your sacks. Perhaps it was a mistake. Take your brother also and go back to the man at once. And may God Almighty grant you mercy before the man so that he will let your other brother and Benjamin come back with you. As for me, if I am bereaved, I am bereaved. Jacob was called Israel. When was the first time Jacob was called Israel? It was during the time when he wrestled with God, with Jesus at Mount Peniel, right? At doon nakita kung paano ni let go ni Joseph ang kanyang sarili, and he held on to God. All his life, Jacob was clinging on to him. All his life, Jacob was trusting himself. All along, ang kapayapaan at ang lahat ng ginagawa ni Jacob ay galing sa kanyang sariling katalinuhan. But during this time, nung nag-wrestle siya sa Panginoon, he let go of himself. He let go of his ways. He let go of his power. He let go of his will. And he clung on to God. That's the first time he was called Israel. And this is the second time. And the father, Israel. He was called Israel. The one who wrestles with God. The one who let go of himself for God. The one who met God. The one who said, Lord, you are everything to me. And if you are not with me, then I am dead. That's Jacob to Israel. There was nothing left to do than to trust God. So they are passing the two tests now. Kanina yung love, yung affection, and now yung pagpas ng test ng trust and faith in the Lord. Sabi ni Jacob, Israel, because you have prevailed. Today, no, same moment with us. Siguro, wala na tayong options. Naubusan na tayo ng options sa ating mga miseries or troubles in life. Dati, ang option lang natin, A and B, right? Pero yung options na yun, sa'yo pa din yon. Plan A mo, plan B mo, pero plano mo pa rin yon. And it works. And God sees you, and you're doing good, sige lang. Pero mamaya, God will bring you to four options, A, B, C, D. Ang dami na, pero wala pa rin si God. O sige, titingnan natin kung makakasurvive ka. Kasi you'd need survival, pero wala pa rin si God. A, B, C, D. And then, hanap ka pa rin ng other options. Ang dami na, agad sa nakarating ka na sa Z. At wala pa rin ng Lord. When we're out of options, when we're out of our human effort, methods to resolve an issue, di ba, our tendency right now is what? Call upon the Lord. Call upon Him. Go back to Him. Lord, have mercy. Maawa ka naman, oh. Tulungan mo na ako. Then we see God begins to do His miracles upon us, just like this. May the God of mercy help you. Finally, you lay down all your defenses. You lay down all your bow and arrow, and you say to the Lord, Lord, I cannot do it apart from you. Come, help me. Amen. Kaya sabi ni Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Si Paul, nag-speak siya during the time na talagang mahina siya. He was imprisoned. He was brutally talaga pong hurt physically. Pero during the time na sobrang weak po siya, sobrang nag-iisa siya at nalulungkot, doon niya lalong naramdaman ang kapangyarihan ng Panginoon. Then Jacob began to call upon the Lord, and he became once again a man of faith. He rose na po with his knowledge of God and the faith in the Lord. Number three sign of brokenness is willingness to walk into restitution. So, Jacob became willing to pay back. So, gusto ko lang po makita niyo dito yung word na restitution. So, pag po tayo nagkakasala sa Panginoon, mayroon po itong mga stages. So for example, I know and you know na nagkaroon tayo ng offense sa Panginoon. It begins by saying, Lord, I am sorry. I have sinned against you. That's confession. Pero ito pong dinadala po natin ngayon ay yung papunta ka sa repentance. Yung I am sorry is not repentance. Yung repentance is a daily walk of obedience, turning away from your sins. Kaya bago ka makarating sa totoong repentance, dumaan ka muna sa mga steps, and one of which is brokenness. Now, nado ka pa lang sa isang step ng brokenness, ano ang mga katangian ng brokenness? So that you can see and realize kung ikaw talaga ay totoong nagre-repent. You're willing to pay the restitution amount. What is that? Ano ibig sabihin ng restitution? Yung gagawin mong tama yung mga ginawa mong mali. So, nanggagaling ito sa malalim na conviction to make things right this time. So, makita po natin dito in the New Testament, you know Zacchaeus, yung maliit na tao, na he wanted to see Jesus, he was a tax collector, at sobrang nung sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, halika Zacchaeus, pupunta ako sa bahay mo. Pumasok si Jesus sa bahay niya and he dined with Zacchaeus. And towards the end of their meeting, sabi ni Zacchaeus, Lord, I have sinned. And now I am willing to pay back half, even half, of what I have taken from the people. That's restitution. Pagbabayad. Di ba binayaran na ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus? Wala na tayong dapat bayaran pa, di ba? Libre na, bayad na. Pero ano ibig sabihin ng restitution? Ito yung isang kababaang loob mo na nagpapatunay na sakbibi ka ng talagang lungkot na naka-offend ako. Naka-offend ako, willing ako magbayad. Just this Friday, ako po ay nakabangga. And may pupuntahan po akong isang lugar. I was driving all by myself. And then, nagtingin po ako sa Waze. First time ko po tumingin sa Waze. Pagtingin ko po sa Waze, napakabilis lang po. Pag ganun ko, boom! Nakabangga po ako. So, I'm sorry. Naku, sorry. Sorry po. Sorry po. Alam ko po, it's my mistake. I'm sorry. Buti po mabait naman yung nakadabangga ko. Konting dimple lang po. Pero sabi ko sa kanya, Kuya, I'm willing naman to pay. Iayos po natin. Dumating na po yung mga traffic enforcer and nasa gitna po kami ng daan. At sa kanan ko po, may nagkabanggaan din. Magulo sa daan. Pero all I was thinking was, paano ako magbabayad? Saan kami pupunta? Paano? And sabi na ng traffic enforcer, mag-settle na kayo. So we settled. And sabi ko, sige po, papagawa ko po yan, yung sira. And ayun na po, di na po kami nakarating sa police report. At wala, pumayag po siya na magbabayad ako kung magkano po yung estimate niya. Kaya lang nung dumating na po yung estimate niya, ay parang hihimatayin po ako. And then, nag-huddle po ako sa kanya, and so on and so forth. Salamat sa Panginoon, mabuti po siyang kausap at mabait po siya. And then, sabi ko, Lord, this is the sample of restitution. Ito yun. Nakasakit ako, nakadamage ako, I need to pay. That's restitution. Hindi yung nakasakit ka, naka-offend ka na, umiirap ka pa. Nakasalita ka na ng masama, nakagawa ka na ng masakit, nang pahiya ka na ng tao. Tapos ang lakas pa ng loob mo, magsalita ng masakit. You are far from repentance. Kaya makita po natin dito, the picture of Jacob, he was really a changed man. Kaya isipin mo, famine, 7 years. Kung titingnan natin ang ating malapitang mata, tagutom, kailangan kumain. Pero sa malayong tingin, bakit may tagutom? Ito ang paraan ibabalik ng Diyos ang kanyang anak na si Jacob kasama ng buong angkan niya, buo lahat sa presensya ng Diyos. And Jacob saw this. Sabi niya, anong klase picture po ng restitution na ginawa po ni Jacob? Number one, there's generosity. Sabi niya, put some of the best products of the land in your bags and take them to the man as a gift. A little balm, a little honey, some spices and beer, some pistachio nuts and almonds. Ang sarap pumunta ng Israel. Kaya po, mag-ipon na kayo. Generosity. You know, Jacob, he was really a generous man. Bago niya katagpuin si Izo, ang dami po niyang idimpok na regalo para kay Izo. Pero meeting Izo, sabi ni Izo, hindi ko na kailangan yan because the Lord has blessed me as well. Grabe no, pagka talaga ang kamay ng Diyos nasa atin, kahit nilimot na natin ang Diyos, gumawa na tayo ng mga options natin, God was really abiding with us and He cares for us. No, at nandun nakasunod ang provision niya sa atin. That's why Jacob, out of his gratitude, out of his hope and trust in the Lord, he was really became more generous. Di ba famine? Pero meron, di ba yung famine? Pero meron siyang mga garap po ng mani, almonds, pistachio nuts. Bigay mo na to lahat. That's restitution. Pangangatawanan mo. Papakita mo na grateful ka. Sa opportunity na pagpunta mo doon, may makukuha ka. Mabubuhay kayo for the next month. So ano yung meron ako dito, ibigay na rin natin kasi ang kapalit nito ay 1 buwan, 2 buwan na tayo mabubuhay, 1 taon. And then honesty. Sabi po dito ni Jacob, take double the amount of silver with you. For you must return the silver that was put back in the mouths of your socks. Perhaps it was a mistake. Are they passing the test? Pinaghahandaan na po ba nila yung pagpasa ng test? Nagre-review na sila, naghahandaan na sila sa pagpasa ng test, di ba? Sabi, yung silver, nakita sa socks ninyo, yung pambayad. Ngayon sabi ni Jacob, doblehin nyo yan. Baka kasi may mali. So, hindi sila yung, okay, eto na yung pera. Hindi nila kinuha. Eto, sorry na lang, hindi nila kinuha eh. So, eto, bumili ka pa. O, dagdagan mo pa para meron pa sa susunod. Hindi, sabi niya, balik nyo. That's honesty. Alam nyo yun, kapag ka naka-offend tayo, pagka nakasakit tayo, maging honest ka naman, at least for yourself. Bakit? alam ng sarili mo eh kung ano yung totoo. Tapos pag nagsinungaling ka, pinagsinungalingan mo din yung sarili mo. And most especially, God. Kaya alam mo yung pagiging honest, you don't give honesty for other people. You give honesty first and foremost to yourself. Dahil kung hindi ka honest, hindi ka aamin, hindi ka magiging tapat, hindi mo ibibigay ang lahat, todo ng paglalahad ng totoong nangyari, at the end of the day, di ba, iisipin mo at aalam mo sa sarili mo, mayroon kang hindi inamin. At sino ang magigilt? Sino ang magkakaroon ng depression, anxiety? Di ba tayo din? So we give honesty to people, we became honest to people, we are honest to people not because they owe us honesty. No, you owe yourself honesty. Kaya maging tapat lang po tayo, at least for the sake of ourselves. And number three, sacrifice. Sabi niya dito, take your brother. Take your brother, also go back to the man at once. Sige na nga, dalin mo na. Dalin mo yung kapatid mo. Dumating na si Jacob sa surrender. Dumating si Jacob doon sa sacrifice. Yung ayaw niyang ibigay. Yung hinohold niya. Akin to. Ito na lang ang natira sa akin. Pero he became willing to give it all. That's Benjamin. Pinapasa na ba na nila yung test? Yes. Love and affection. Walang matitira sa akin. For what sake? Para lang makakain yung lahat. Para lang mabuhay ang lahat. Para lumabas si Simeon sa prison. And I just hope that the mercy of the Lord will find you. And both of you, Simeon and Benjamin, will return to me, every one of you. That's faith. And we can only realize faith when we give our full trust and even ourselves sacrificed to God. Sa kamay lang ng Panginoon. And there's hope. May God grant you mercy. Kaya nung yung pag-asa, no, na ang laki-laki na sinisingil po sa akin, sabi ko, hindi po ako tumawad. Hindi po ako tumawad na, kuya, ang laki naman dito. Pwede kalahati. Because I know it's my mistake. Tapos, so sinasabi na niya sa akin, o eh, di ba, naabala mo naman din, naabala naman and everything. Sabi niya, so ipapagawa ko yung sasakyan ko. Sabi nga ng misis ko, pagka pinagawa ko yung sasakyan ko, o de, dapat babayaran din pati araw ko. So naliliit po ako. Sabi ko, for the first time in my life, driving, ngayon lang po ako nakabangga. Alright. And then sabi ko, Lord, may I find mercy. May I find mercy because kung saan-saan na po kami nakakarating ng usap. In fairness, magalang, mabait. Pero alam niyo po yun, para kang i-hold. I-hold. So sabi ko, Lord, I'm giving everything to you. Bukas po ang aming pag-aharap. Sino po ang gusto sumama? Ayan. So, may God grant me mercy. When you give it all, yung gusto-gusto mong lumaban, yung gusto-gusto mo ding mag-argue, yung gusto mong mga tuwiran, pero ikaw ang may mali, di ba? Para saan? Tumahimik na lang. And may God grant me mercy. This is restitution. Number four, the sign of brokenness is humility. The brothers, in unison, in one body, immediately they obeyed Jacob. Verse 15, so the men took the gifts and doubled the amount of silver and Benjamin also. They hurried down to Egypt and presented themselves to Joseph. Wow, do you see here the action words? So the men took, kinuha nila lahat ng gifts, pati yung mga silver, doubled the amount. Note that. They passed the test of trustworthiness, truthfulness, And then sabi niya, and Benjamin also, they are passing the test of love and affection. They hurried down to Egypt and presented themselves to Joseph. This time, they are passing the test of trust, facing their fear. Governor yun. Nasa foreign land. Nasa bansa ka namin. Hindi ka pwedeng magsabi ng stupid. Nakita nyo yun? Yung nahuli ng traffic enforcer. Tapos yung kanyang sakay ay foreigner. Sabi narinig sa camera, narinig sa video, "Oh, you're stupid, man." Sabi nung MMDA, "I'm not stupid, sir. We're not stupid. We're traffic enforcers." Sabi niyang ganun. "We're just doing our job. You don't have to call us stupid." Sabi nung foreigner, "Sorry. Sorry." Ang ganda na po, hanapin niyo po yan. All right. Humility! Hindi na po nagpatumpik-tumpik. They hurried down to Egypt and presented themselves to Joseph. Wow! Minsan nakala lang natin ganun lang yun. Sorry! Pero may gagawin ng Diyos sa atin. So that sa pagharap natin ng tamang pagkakataon for us to see the mighty presence of the Lord redeeming us and restoring us, melted na yung puso natin. So what prevents us from brokenness? Dalawang bagay. Number one is fear. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of this house, "Take this man to my house, slaughter an animal and prepare a meal. They are to eat with me at noon." The man did as Joseph told him and took the men to Joseph's house. Now the men were frightened when they were taken to his house. You, pupunta ka na, dala mo na lahat, pero nung sinabi nung governor, dalhin mo sila sa bahay ko. O sino hindi matatakot? Natakot sila. Number one yan. Ang makakabalam sa atin to really realize the gift of redemption, the power of redemption and restoration. Number one, if we fear people, if we fear what might happen to us, if we fear uncertainties, if we fear darkness, if we fear isolation, if we fear this kind of, ayun na nga po, kawalan ng control sa mga bagay. Dadaling ka sa bahay ng governor. May kawal. May soldiers. Wala ka ng kawala, wala ka, hindi ka na pwedeng tumakbo. Fear of uncertainties, fear of the unknown. Number two, sabi dito, face. Ano ibig sabihin nito? Bakit yung face ang hadlang sa brokenness? Wala po akong maisip na F eh, sabi dito. Kasi pagharap nila dun sa sabi nung servant, steward, alika, tawag kayo ni Governor Joseph, dadalhin daw po kayo dun sa bahay. Sabi po dito, so they went up to Joseph's steward and spoke to him at the entrance of the house. Nakipag-usap muna dun sa entrance. Hindi talaga pumasok. Sa entrance muna, anong sabi po nila? Eto, everybody read with me. "We beg your pardon, our Lord," they said. "We came down here the first time to buy food. But at the place where we stopped for the night, we opened our sacks and each of us found his silver, the exact weight in the amount of his sack. So we have brought it back with us. We have also brought additional silver with us to buy food. We don't know who put our silver in our sacks." Anong ibig sabihin dito? Saving your face. Unsolicited. Yung minarites mo yung sarili mo, hindi ka naman tinatanong, wala namang alam. Yung steward na yun, napakadami pong stewards or slaves po, di ba, sa Egypt. Pero maaaring ito po ay inassign lang ni Joseph para i-usher siya dun sa bahay. Malay mo naman ng steward sa nangyari. Pero i-chinismis mo pa yung sarili mo. na ito po eh, wala po kami kinalaman dun ha. Basta bumila lang, pumunta po kami dito unang pagkakataon para bumili ng pagkain. Tapos po, nung paglakbay na namin, ganun, pagbalik na namin, nakita namin yung pera, nasa sako namin, wala po kami kinalaman dun ha. Unsolicited information. Sabi dito, we don't know who put our silver in our sacks. Hindi kami. We don't know. Hindi kami ha. Hindi kami. Hindi kami ang may kasalanan. Sino kaya? Iba. Basta hindi kami. That's unsolicited. Yung alam mo yon, bago ka pumunta kay Lord, sa ibang tao ka muna nagkukwento, ang goal mo sa pagkukwento, mai-express mo yung pangyayari ayon sa pagkaalam mo na mali ang mga tao at ikaw lang ang tama. Saving face. At ang unsolicited information na ito, explanation, ay nanganganak ng unsolicited advice. At ang unsolicited advice na ito ay nanganganak ng unsolicited emotions. Oo nga, ganyan nga dyan sa church. Ay, oo nga. Oo nga, yung mga usher doon. Ay, oo nga. Naku, yung gatekeeper nga doon eh. Nakapark na ako, napatay ko na yung, ano eh, palakad na ako, pinalipat pa ako. Ay, oo nga. Ay, same, same. Eto, tingnan po natin the distinction. Buti na lang yung steward ni Joseph, disciple. Disciple! Tingnan niyo po sumagot. Verse 23. It's all right, he said. Don't be afraid. Your God, the God of your father, has given you treasure in your sacks. I received your silver that he brought Simeon out to them. The steward took the men into Joseph's house, gave them water to wash their feet, and provided fodder for their donkeys. Hindi ba disciple? Hindi nagtanong eh. Ay, kailan po kayo nagpunta dito? Anong nangyari? Ilan po ba yung sacks nyo? Naku, sino kayo dito yun? Ano po itsura? Eh, ano po naramdaman nyo? Eh, nasaan na po kayo noon? Ano po sabi ng tatay nyo? O, di ba, iba nga talagang pakiramdam yan kapag kaganyan, ano? Nakakakaba pagka napapagbintangan, ano? Naku, sino kaya may gawa niyan? Hindi disciple yung ganun, di ba? Pero ito, disciple. Sinong boss niya? Joseph. Nasaan sila? Nasa Egypt. Kahit nasa Egypt, the presence of God was with Joseph and all his people under him. He knew, they knew the Hebrew God, yung Diyos ng mga Hebreo. Diyos ni Jose. Kaya sabi dito, don't be afraid, your God, the God of your father. May theological foundation. Disciple. Alam nila, nagaling sila sa Canaan. Alam nung servant na taga doon, pumunta sa Egypt foreigner. Alam nila may Diyos sila, kaya sabi nung, pero ito nakakamangha, maraming Diyos-Diyos ang po sa Egypt. Pero ang sabi po ng servant, the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. The sovereignty of God. Di ba yun ang favorite topic ni Joseph? That even his slaves, even his servants and stewards knew his God. So, yun na. Makita po natin dito, Joseph is the foreshadow of Jesus. Ready na po ba kayo sa encounter? Sa chapter 44 po yan. Between Joseph and the brothers, mag-a-unmask na po silang lahat. Huwag po kayong a-absent. Nandito na po ang ating Pastor Al. Magtuturo sa atin yan. Pero gusto ko pong makita ninyo the closing part of chapter 43. Sa kabila ng takot ng mga magkakapatid, sa kabila ng pagsisave nila sa kanilang mga face, no? At sa pagmamarites nila unnecessarily ng kanilang kwento ng buhay, eto na si Joseph. God, no po, was upon Joseph, and Joseph exemplified the Spirit of the Lord in him. What did God have for broken people? Na makikita natin kay Joseph, dalawang bagay. Number one, grace. Everybody say with me, grace. Napakaganda pong salita po na ito, biyaya. This is an undeserved, unmerited, unearned favor. Receiving what you do not deserve. Hindi mo deserve, pero binigay sa'yo. Hindi para sa'yo, pero ipinagkaloob sa'yo. Bestowing a gift or favor, extending blessing to the unworthy. Alam niyo po ang ginawa? Sabi dito, when Joseph came, verse 26, they presented to him the gifts they had brought into the house, and they bowed down before him to the ground. He asked them how they were, and then he said, how is your aged father who you told me about? Is he still living? They replied, your servant, our father, is still alive and well. And they bowed down, prostrating before him, passing the test of honor, trust. As he looked about and saw his brother Benjamin, sabi po dito, his own mother's son, he asked, is this your youngest brother, the one who you told me about? And he said, God, be gracious to you, my son. Joseph was 17 years old. Doon po siya yung napatapon po sa ilang in the valley. And Benjamin was about 5 years old or 3 years old during the time. So, plus 22 years yung gap na ito. Siguro po si Benjamin ay nasa 20 years old. So imagine niyo po ang paghaharap. Pero pigil na pigil si Joseph na ipakilala ang kanyang sarili. Wow, this is grace. Anong ginawa po niya? Pinapasok po sa bahay, binigyan ng masarap na pagkain, hinugasan ng mga paa, pinakain ng lahat ng mga sasakyang kamelyo, donkeys, and he talked to them. At ang paraan ng kanyang pakikipag-usap ay wala nang istorya patungkol dun sa silver, sa money na naiwan. It's all about family. It's all about kamusta. There was fellowship. There was food. There was fun. There was sense of belongingness. There was sense of acceptance. And to measure God's grace, isipin nga po natin, paano ba natin mame-measure yung grace ng Panginoon sa atin? Hanapin po natin ang maganda sa atin. Hanapin natin ang kahanga-hanga sa atin. Bakit tayo minahal ng Diyos? Bakit tayo iniligtas ng Diyos? Bakit tayo pinili ng Diyos? Di ba wala? Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates His own love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Ano maganda sa kasalanan? Wala. Ano maganda sa mga tao na yumakap sa pangit? Sa madumi? Sa pumulot ng lahat ng mga karumihan? Di ba lahat tayo walang maganda sa atin? And this is the image of grace, and this is the power of God's grace. Kaya Joseph is the foreshadow of Jesus. When we look at Genesis at hanapin natin ang Panginoong Jesus, makikita natin siya sa buhay po ni Jose. The acceptance, the love and affection, makita po natin, grabe po ang pagtanggap. Yet God still chooses to love us even though we mess up many times. Subalit ito po, ang kasalanan ay malubha talaga. Ang kasalanan po seryoso. Ang kasalanan po pangit. Ang kasalanan po nakaka-break. Kaya ano pong ginawa ni Joseph? Here's the tension. Verse 30. He was deeply moved at the sight of his brother or brothers. Kaya Joseph hurried out and looked for a place to weep. He wept and he wept. He cried. No, into his private room. Yung nakita niya yung mga kapatid niya buhay lahat despite of the famine. And then nakita niya yung dear brother niya, si Benjamin. And then narinig niya buhay pa yung tatay niya. And now nakakausap niya lahat at ngayon kasabay niyang kumakain for 22 years. He missed them all. At ang sakit ng kalooban niya na mismo yung kaharap niya yun ang nagpatapon sa kanya dito sa Ehipto. But who knew that this time will come? Only God knows. Kaya ibinuhos po ni Joseph ang kanyang pagtingin sa kanyang mga kapatid. Pero hindi niya makontain. Kaya pumunta siya sa isang sulok and he wept there. Tears. Ano kayang tears ito? Siguro halo-halo na po. The tears of affection for his brothers, the tears to see Benjamin alive, the tears of concerning everybody to survive in the famine, the tears of remembering the grief when they last saw each other. Sabi po dito, ang gracious weepers daw po ay nagwi-weep in secret. Anong ibig sabihin? Minsan umiiyak tayo sa church, in the encounter, in the retreat, no? Pero alam niyo yun, marami tayong iyak na mas makabuluhan kapag ka tayo ay nasa sarili nating panahon with the Lord. Sabi dito sa Jeremiah 13 verse 17, if you do not listen, I will weep in secret because of your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly, overflowing with tears because the Lord's flock will be taken captive. Kaya si Jeremiah, he is the weeping prophet. He cried again and again. He cried always, no? He cried kasi sa katigasan ng puso ng Israel. Pero this is how Jeremiah wept for the nation. Bakit? Dahil sa kanilang kataasan. Dahil sa kanilang pride. And remember, Peter, when he denied Jesus 3 times at na-fulfill yung prophecy ng Panginoon sa kanya, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. Ayun, na-deny niya ang Panginoon at tumilaw ang manok, naalala niya. Yun, palo ang taya niya. Hindi, naalala niya na ano, pinagkaila niya ang Panginoon. Not only once, not only twice, but thrice. And he wept bitterly. This is the spirit of sadness, guilt, and everything. But despite of the pain, siguro yung tears ni Joseph may pain, may hurt. But despite of that, he graciously received his brothers. Tapos tsaka siya umiyak ng umiyak. Number 2, what did God have for the broken people? Not only grace, but mercy. Everybody say with me, mercy. Being spared of the consequences and punishments from the things you've done. Ito naman, para to sa'yo. Yung dapat makukulong ka, pero hindi ka nakinulong. Yung dapat, mapaparusahan ka, pero hindi ka napaparusahan. Yung dapat hindi ka napapasukin sa church, pero pinapapasok ka pa. Kahit na dami-dami mong sinasabing masasakit, nandito ka pa din, that's mercy. That's mercy. Yung kahit bago tayo pumunta dito, nagkasala tayo, tapos pagpasok natin dito, nakakaawit tayo, nakakakanta tayo, kasama ng praise team, nakakapagbigay tayo ng offering, nakakapakinig tayo, that's mercy. Hindi tayo bagay na sa harapan ng Diyos na banal. Pero, mapayag siya, binibigyan niya tayo ng pagkakataon, that's mercy. Withholding punishment. Yung deserve mo na, pero hindi naman binibigay sa'yo. That's kindness and compassion. God not punishing us as our sins deserve. Verse 31, after he had washed his face, he came out and controlling himself, said, serve the food. The brothers by themselves and the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because Egyptians could not eat with Hebrews, for that is detestable to Egyptians. The men had been seated before him in the order of their ages. Grabe to si Joseph. From the firstborn to the youngest, let me pause for this. Alam nyo ba, nang ginawa nila, sige, serve the food, kain na tayo sa long table. Pero anong ginawa ni Joseph? Yung una, panganay dito, sunod-sunod, ginawa po ni Joseph hanggang kay Benjamin. There is this 40, parang 1 into 40 million chances lang po yun. Ang makagagawa lang daw po noon ay isang tao sa 40 milyon na hindi mo kilala o hindi mo nakita o hindi mo na alam kung ano naging buhay nila, pero walang mali kung paano mo sila pinagsunod-sunod ng upo. That's how Joseph still knew them by their name, by their order, and by, no po, sabihin na natin talagang grabe yung affection, naka-attach pa rin kahit na antagal na nilang hindi nakita. And then sabi dito, verse 34, when portions were served to them from Joseph's table, Benjamin's portion was 5 times as much as anyone else's. Ilan ang binigay niya? Na serving kay Benjamin 5 times. Ano po ibig sabihin nun? Iniinggit ba niya yung kanyang mga kapatid? Dahil ba paborito niya si Benjamin? Dahil ba na-miss niya si Benjamin? No! It's not about Benjamin this time. It's about still testing his brothers. May inggit pa ba sa inyo? Why? Because right before their eyes, when he was 13 years old, his father Jacob gave him a beautiful robe. Colorful robe. At yung colorful robe na yon ay kinainggit ng kanyang mga kapatid. Diba? At nung ipinatapon, tinapon na siya sa ilang at hinulog siya dun sa bangin, pinagpunit-punit po nila yung robe na yan. At ibinigay nila sa kanilang tatay at sinabing kinain na, pinatay na ng masamang hayop, wild animal, si Joseph. Hindi po siya nagbigay ng 5 times serving ng food kay Benjamin because he loved Benjamin more than the others. No. This is another test. Nagbago ka na ba talaga? Kaya may sasabihin mo, bakit ganon? Sunod-sunod ang test. Bakit nakatapos na ako? Di ba may test na naman? Bakit ganito? Huwag kang matakot sa test. Matakot ka kung ginagawa mo at pinapasa mo yung test sa sarili mong paraan. Ipasa mo yung test sa presensya ng Diyos. Wala nang umimik. Wala nang nagselos. Wala nang nagbulong-bulungan. At doon, nabubuo sa puso ni Joseph that his brothers were changed men. They feasted and drank freely. Grabe no? Kumain sila at masaya silang nag-inuman. Mga kapatid, remember this, yung contentment, napaka-importante po niyan. Kapag tayo naglilingkod sa Panginoon, tingin tayo sa Kanya, diretso. Pero kapag ka ang tingin natin, kumakanan at kumakaliwa, na gusto ko yung paglilingkod ko sa Panginoon kagaya nung nasa kanan, kagaya nung nasa kaliwa. Kaya iniisip mo, paano ko magagawa yung pagsiserve ko kay Lord kagaya nung nasa left, kagaya nung nasa kanan. Nalilito ka. At napapagharian ka ng selos at inggit. Kaya ang measurement ng performance mo ay nasa tao. Ang measurement ng paglilingkod mo sa Diyos ay nasa tao. Paano ba siya mag-pray? Paano ba siya mag-lead? Paano ba siya kumanta? Paano ba siya mag-ganito? Ganito rin. Eh dapat ganito, hindi siya ganun. Dapat ganun, hindi siya ganun. Dito sa church, meron po mga ushers. Meron po tayo mga ministers. At kapag wala po kayo sa praise team, hindi po kayo praise team. Diba? Eh, ba't nagagalit po kayo sa praise team? Pag po nagpapapasok ng mga tao, nagpapaupo, ushers po yun. Ba't hindi po kayo mag-usher kaya? Ang tingin po natin yung papaano tayo pinaglilingkuran ng tao, papaano tayo inaayos ng mga tao, madidiskaril po tayo sa pagsunod sa Panginoon. But both ways, Joseph saw the hand of the Lord in every way, in everything. Kahit nung meet up nila ng kanyang mga kapatid, alam niya appointed time ito ng Panginoon. At ang alam niya, papaano niya mapapaglingkuran ng kanyang mga kapatid despite na meron siyang brokenness din mula sa offenses. Pero makita po natin dito, he was a changed man, Joseph. And also, he brought this spirit to test his brothers. Contentment is very needed and necessary po when we come into terms of serving the Lord in following the Lord. Kung leader po tayo, magpaka-leader po tayo following Jesus. If we are followers, let us be followers like Jesus, following the Father. Amen? At dito po, napasa ng mga kapatid ang test of contentment. At wala nang inggit o galit sa kanila. If God accepts our works, our presence, no, yung mga regalo natin sa kanila, wow, we have a reason to be cheerful. Predisent ng mga magkakapatid yung regalo. Bigay po ng tatay namin. Ito rin po yung bayad namin sa dating grains. Ito po ang pambayad namin sa bagong grains na kukuhanin namin. Napasa nila lahat ng test. And everybody was drinking and everybody was feasting. Lahat masaya. Yun ang pangarap natin sa church. Bawal na kasi mangot. Bawal maraming reklamo. Bawal maraming hinahanap. Kung natanggap mo muna ang biyaya at awa ng Diyos. Ang taong pinatawad, ang taong minahal, ang taong tinatanggap, ang taong pinakikinggan, ang taong nilalapit ng Diyos sa kanyang presensya, yun na ang pinakamasayang tao. Kaya ang tanong, kung bitter ka sa buhay, kung marami kang reklamo, kung marami kang galit, kung marami kang anxiety and depression, how do you see the weight of God's grace saving your soul from hell to heaven? Kung hindi mo pinagpapasalamat ang langit at hindi mo pinagpapasalamat ang dugo ng Diyos, ano pa kaya sa lupa dito ang makakamit mo na ipagpapasalamat mo? Discontentment, ungratefulness will derail us from coming to the presence of the Lord. These are the features of brokenness. Kaya po yung repentance, yung restitution, lahat po yan, kaakibat po iyan para makapanumbalik tayo sa Panginoon. And it has process. Kaya kung sasabihin natin, mahirap dito sa church na ito kasi ang daming pinagagawa, ang daming sinasabi. Magpe-pray ka muna bago ka magsali sa life group. Mag-aayos ka muna ng ganito. Ang dami naman, hindi ba pwedeng shortcut na ng lahat? You tell me, did God shortcut His love for you? He gave it all. Iniwan niya yung langit para sa atin. Kaya mga kapatid, ito'y paalala sa atin, the grace and the mercy of the Lord, if we could see this, na talaga pong, dalawa po, magkayakap ang biyaya at ang Diyos sa atin. Kung pagmamasa natin ang buhay natin, walang maganda, walang kaakit-akit, walang katanggap-tanggap, pero binigay ni Jesus lahat para tayo iligtas sa lahat ng kasalanan. At ang araw-araw na buhay po natin ay tanda ng araw-araw na awa at biyaya ng Diyos. Kaya let us weigh things out. Marami ba tayong reklamo o pasasalamat? Marami ba tayong ngit-ngit o ngiti sa ating mga labi? Marami ba tayong pasakit o pagpapatawad? Marami ba tayong agwat ng acceptance o lahat nakakwenta? Isa po, napatunayan ko as I grow old, no po, nung younger days ko po, younger years, I used to, parang alabawa, pagka merong dapat iayos sa church, sige, usap tayo, ayusin natin to, kausapin natin, parang wala kang pahinga. You talk and settle things right then and there. Pero as I grow old and older na po in the Lord, I see na sometimes, no, ipahinga ko din ang sarili ko and let God do His work. Space! Have space and have time to breathe. And have time really to think about what God is telling me, how God wants me to respond, and how God wants me to do things according to His ways. Hindi yung, go, isolve natin yan. Go, kausapin natin yan right now. Go, go, go. Tapos pag hindi mo kinakausap, wala kang compassion. Hindi ka naaawa. Tinitikis mo. It's time for everything. And sometimes when we have that breathing time, no? Bigyan natin ng pagkakataon yung mga taong makahinga. Kung naniningil ka, isang beses ka lang maningil sa isang taon, sa isang buwan. Hindi oras-oras, hindi maya't maya. Bakit? Kasi ang Diyos, hindi naman tayo siningil ng ganun. Wala siyang paniningil. Bibigay niya lahat. Ngayon, if God reminds us, He reminds us daily with the love and affection and acceptance. Give people chance to breathe and grow and mature. Hindi po gamit ang tao na pagka gusto mong kausapin mo ngayon, harapin mo ngayon. No. Give respect. Kagaya ni Joseph, he wept. He cried. Iniwan niya yung mga kapatid niya and he cried, he wept. Merong time ng pag-iyak. Pagkatapos nun, may time na ng pagkain. Kasiyahan na. Let's respect that. Seasons, times, and God's ways. Itong pinakamaganda, tinanggap ni Joseph ang lahat. Again, he is the foreshadow of Jesus. Whatever we give to the Lord, He accepts that. And what is pleasing to the Lord? A broken and a contrite spirit. Mag-ingat po tayo. In the Bible, mayroong mga tao nagkakaloob pero hindi tinatanggap ng Diyos. Why? They have wrong hearts. Huwag sanang dumating sa punto ng buhay natin that we give to the Lord's work, to God's people, pero isasauli sa inyo. Why? Because you have a wrong heart. Kaya dito ang laking saya ng mga magkakapatid. Bakit? Tinanggap ni Jose ang liit ng kanilang mga regalo. Tinanggap ni Jose ang pagpapanambalik nila at pagtatapat nila na itong kapatid namin. That's brokenness. And sana mga kapatid, maging broken tayo before the Lord. Let us have the surrendered heart, faith in the Lord, deep conviction, humility. Doon natin lalakaran yun. Repentance is not a one-time event. Nag-sorry na ako, tapos na. No, walk upon it. Magkaroon ka ng restitution. Hindi mo babayaran ng halaga, hindi mo babayaran ng buhay mo kasi ginawa na ni Jesus yun. Patunayan mo lang na hindi mo na uulitin. Patunayan mo na totoo kang nagsosorry. Patunayan mo na hindi ka naman nananakit. Patunayan mo na hindi ka naman chichismis. Patunayan mo na hindi ka na reklamador. Patunayan mo that you are really, truly surrendered to God. That's restitution. May God grant us mercy. May God grant us mercy. All of us, lahat po tayo. Kaya ngayong umaga na ito, ngayong araw na ito, we are in the church. Wala po tayo sa isang event na we want to hear what we want to hear. We hear a lot of things that we do not want to hear. Rebuke, instruction, command. But if it is from the Lord, let us receive it with a contrite heart, broken spirit. Mga kapatid na nandito sa atin ngayon, if dumaan tayo sa buhay natin at alam natin we offended God, we have committed sin against Him. I don't know kung ano po yung kasalanan na yun. hindi po natin mababayaran ng kasalanan na yon sa Panginoon. Mapapatunayan sa Panginoon na okay na tayo without the blood of Jesus. Without coming to Him. Without surrendering our lives to Him. Just like the brothers, from Canaan, they go to Egypt. That's our posture. From our place, let's go and draw ourselves to God. Hindi mo sasabihin, Lord, come. Come and fill me, Lord. Come, Lord, and minister to me. Sabihin mo ngayon sa Panginoon, Lord, I come. From Canaan to Egypt. From my famine to fullness. From my death to life. Lord, I come. Lumalapit ako sa iyo at ang paglapit ko, Panginoon, with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, pag-amin na may mali, pag-amin na may kasalanan, may dapat ituwid, may dapat talikuran, may dapat ibigay, may dapat isurrender, may dapat na iwanan, may dapat nang ipagkatiwalang lahat sa Panginoon. That's brokenness. Do not be afraid of what would people say. Do not save your face anymore. Hindi na tayo kailangan mag-explain sa mga tao. Kung in the first place, alam mong kita ng Diyos lahat, ba't kailangan mo mag-explain sa tao? Just be honest before the Lord. Be generous. Lord, lahat ibibigay ko na sa iyo. I'm honest and trust in you. Lord, empty ako. Severe yung famine. Lord, please help me. Please, tulungan mo ako. Be broken. And may you see the grace and the mercy of the Lord, just like how Joseph shown himself to his brothers, full of grace and full of mercy. At the end of it all, they were fed. They became alive. They lasted 7 years of famine. They overcame famine. Parang in the process, ang nakita lang ni Jacob at ang kanyang mga kapatid ay famine. Pero ang nakita ni Joseph ay redemption and restoration. What is your situation? May you see the hand of the Lord redeeming you and restoring you. Your story must not end with how you want to end it. Your story must end with how God had written it for you. And the closing of it all is redemption, restoration. Do you want to trust God with that? Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. Hallelujah! Malakas na palakpak sa kanyang biyaya, sa kanyang kawan. Hallelujah! Praise God. Today, as we bow our heads and close our eyes, I want us to have the broken spirit and the contrite heart before the Lord. Gawin lang po natin itong sacred before Him. While we are all sitting down and contemplating on the greatness of the Lord and His goodness. Hallelujah, God. We come to you, Lord. We come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord. Walang maganda sa amin, Panginoon. We are at the verge of our suffering, Lord. We are at the end of the rope, O God. But Lord, let your mercy carry us through. Kaawaan mo kami, kahabagan mo kami. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon. The options are gone. Our strength are gone, Lord. Our strength is gone, Lord. Wala na po kaming lakas. Wala na akong maisip. Wala na po akong paraan paano pa ako sasalba. But right now, Lord, I come to you and plead to you. And I walk, and I walk, and I run, and I come to you, Lord, asking for your grace and for your mercy. If this is your prayer to the Lord, asking Him to pour out His grace and mercy upon you, just lift up your hands to Him. Reach out to the heavens and say to the Lord, Lord, bring me to the land of plenty. Bring me to your presence. Lord, may I need you more than anything. Lord, tulungan mo ako. If you're going through hard things, hard knocks of life, dahil sa kasalanan, may pagkakamali ka, may nagawa kang offense, and you are saying to the Lord, Lord, please forgive me. Tulungan mo ako, makapanumbalik sa'yo. Just lift up your hands to the Lord. Purihin ang Panginoon for your honesty. Salamat sa Panginoon. Hallelujah. And you are saying to the Lord, Lord, restore us. Nakikita ko lang sa pamilya ko, financial need. Nakikita ko lang sa pamilya ko, sakit. Katawan, sakit ng isip. Nakikita ko sa pamilya ko, mga challenges. But help me to see you in my family, your redemption and your restoration. If this is your prayer, let me see your hand. Let us raise our hand before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, if you are excited to receive the grace and the mercy of the Lord, just lift up your hands. You're saying, Lord, thank you. I am excited to be again, once again, and over again, be recipient of your grace and your mercy. Because when I am weak, then I am strong only because of Jesus. Lord, gusto ko itong maranasan that every day I operate by grace. Every day I operate by your mercy. Every day I operate under your presence. If this is your prayer, just lift up your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah, you may not put your hands down. And only a broken spirit and a contrite heart will be pleasing to God. Awitin natin to prayerfully. As we slowly, sacredly stand up on our feet and say to the Lord, Lord, I come to you with this brokenness.